Oopsie.
The Corpivian Podcast.
Part of MRAP.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mel Herbert here. It's time for a little corpsey, a little corpendium thing. You know, this is all based on the corpendium textbook, part of MRAP at MRAP.org. Yeah, you know about it. You know about it. I want to talk about acute diverticulitis, and there's a really great chapter there. And the first author, actually the author is Christina Toop, and then the section editors are, and I'm going to destroy your name, so forgive me because I have a little bit of dyslexia, Omoyenyi Adebayo, Sarah Manning, and the associate editor is Mike Winters. And I think all of these peeps are out of Baltimore. It's a really great chapter. It's got some really nice links, some really nice discussion. But there's a statement that might pop out to you there if you're more than a few years out of the school, as it were. Because there's a statement here that says, are you ready for it? A new theory suggests that diverticulitis may be more an inflammatory condition than an infectious process. What? Excuse me? Where are you going with this? A 2014 Cochrane Review article found no difference in outcome between patients who received antibiotics and those who did not for uncomplicated diverticulitis. What are you saying? Diverticulitis is left-sided appendicitis. You treat that with antibiotics. We have since the dawn of time. Now, they do go on to say that that particular Cochrane Review in 2014 said, you know, there wasn't enough research to say stop doing it. But, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, since then, there's been a couple of randomized trials, and they quote them both. One, CT-proven diverticulitis, and they compared 7 days of IV antibiotics versus no antibiotics. And another one, which was IV sublactam IV for 48 hours and then switched to oral versus placebo. And in both cases, they found no difference, no significant difference at the rate of complications at the end of the study. Now, having said that, some of these patients in the no antibiotic group ended up becoming more complicated and having to get antibiotics and maybe get admitted. But as a routine, uncomplicated diverticulitis does not need antimicrobials. Now, what's uncomplicated? That is the person's, you know, awake, alert. They're not too sick. They're not immune compromised. They're a normal host. They just happen to have diverticulitis. You got a CT scan that doesn't show that there's a big abscess, a phlegmon, or a perforation. So they're the most common form of diverticulitis, which is acute, uncomplicated. And so a lot of what's going on here is probably inflammation that is not actually going to get fixed by giving most of these people antimicrobials. It's kind of a revelation to me, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's right there in Corpendium. It's backed up by the research. It's really well referenced, certainly well written. And we're also talking about this on the acute care series of courses this year as well. And so I think what you can do with that information, again, your institution may be a little ahead, maybe a little bit behind, but I think you can offer the patient, look, we can just follow you. If you've got that patient that, you know, has a car, has good social supports, you have a surgeon or a gastroenterologist that's on board with that, and you could potentially just send them home or admit them for observation for a while and not give them antimicrobials. Because antimicrobials, of course, are not a zero-sum game. In many of these studies, they're associated with 10 to 25% significant complications, lots of diarrhea, you know, Clostridium difficile, and other bad things like that. And guess what? You've got even support from the American Gastroenterological Association, big association here in the United States. And they say, yeah, this is perfectly appropriate. The evidence is in. You can do initial treatment without antimicrobials. And you can also treat these people as outpatients in lots of cases, as long as, you know, they've got, you know, the good social supports and stuff. But if that makes you a little anxious, put them in OBS for a while and see how they go, do some serial exams. It's kind of a revelation. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the show is Corpsey. The textbook is Corpendium, still in its beta form, getting improved all the time. In search, in content, in the number of chapters, in the dividing of chapters, in the technology behind it. And we're going to bring it into the app soon-ish. Soon-ish. We like to say soon-ish because that means, like Apple used to say, we'll release it when it's ready. My name's Mel Herbert, and I'll talk soon. Corpsey.
The Corpendium Podcast.
Part of MRAP.